非常好，好开心喺呢度见到大家。
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the talk titled Learn to Lose, Building Resilience in Your Life in the 21st Century. As one of the events for the International Festival, this talk is co-organized by IP Shanti and the Bodhinyana International Foundation Limited. I am Dominic from the Language Center, and I will be your MC today. 各位来宾，大家好，欢迎来临由香港专业教育学院沙田以及國智國際基金會有限公司聯合舉辦的講座。今天的主題是建構抗逆能力，成就21世紀人生。我是今天的司儀伍奇峰，來自沙田語文中心。 On behalf of IP Shanti, we would like to thank the International Development Office and the Student Development Discipline of BTC for their support. 首先，我感受了香港專業教育學院沙田，感謝國際發展處以及學生發展學科幫忙籌備今日的講座。It is of our greatest honor to have invited Ajahn Brahm as our guest speaker today. The talk will be delivered in English and supplemented by Cantonese interpretation. There will also be a Q&A session afterwards. 今日我哋好榮幸有請到布拉蒙老師為我哋主演講座。今日的講座將以英語進行，並附以即場粵語傳譯。講座之後將會是一個問答的環節。Our guest speaker, Ajahn Brahm, was born in London in 1951. Ajahn Brahm is the author of numerous international bestsellers, which have been translated into many different languages, including Opening the Door of Your Heart, Mindfulness Lives Beyond,The Art of Disappearing, etc. Ajahn Brahm graduated from Cambridge University with a first-class honor in theoretical physics. Ajahn Brahm is the abbot of the Bodhinyana Monastery in Australia and also a disciple of the late meditation master Ajahn Chah, who has been a Theravada Buddhist monk for over 40 years. As a famous meditator,Ajahn Brahm has been invited to give talks at the corporate headquarters of Google and Facebook, as well as the United Nations. 今日的演講嘉賓布拉蒙老師在1951年生於倫敦，在劍橋大學修讀理論物理學並獲得一級榮譽畢業。布拉蒙老師出家為僧已經40多年，師承南傳佛教上座部尊者阿姜察。布拉蒙老師曾經在跨國組織總部進行演講，例如聯合國、Google 和 Facebook 等等。老師的著作風行全球，有多種語言譯本，例如《敞開你的心》、《禪悅快樂呼吸16分》、《禪悅在當下》等等。老師目前承擔多種佛教職務，為澳洲帕斯各城市主持。It is time for the talk. Please welcome Ajahn Brahm.現在請熱烈的掌聲歡迎布拉蒙。
Very good, ho ho.
非常好。
So, many years ago, there was a king who liked to go hunting.
好多年前有個皇帝呢，他去打獵了。
And one day when the king was on the hunt, he cut his finger.
當佢打獵嗰陣時咧，個王咧切咗傷咗隻手指。
He called a doctor who was on the hunt with him. Doctor, look at my finger. It's cut.
咁佢隨從有個醫生佢就，你睇下我嘅手指傷咗。
The doctor put Band-Aid on the finger.And the king carried on hunting.
咁個醫生幫佢講咗之後咧，國王繼續打獵啦。
But the king asked, "Is this enough? Is my finger going to be okay?"
咁國王就話：你俾人講我就得啦咩？我嘅手指會唔會好翻嘅
？And the doctor said, "Good, bad, who knows?"
醫生就話：好壞，邊個知道？
And when they got back to the palace, the king had to call the doctor again because his finger was red and swollen.
咁去到皇宮之後咧，國王嘅手又紅又嚴重咗，佢叫個醫生過嚟啦。
So the doctor had to take off the band-aid to wash it, disinfect it, put some ointment and a proper sterile bandage on it.
咁嗰個醫生咧，幫佢撕開個舊嘅薄巾包住個布咧，然後消毒啊，做好多嘅程序，又放翻佢。
And the king asked again, is it going to be okay? And once again the doctor said, good, bad, who knows?
国王就话咁样就得噶啦咩 ？OK 啊，医生就话好坏，边个知道啊
？A few days later, the wound was so infected it started going black, so the doctor had to amputate the finger. Ooh.
过咗一段时间，个手指咧黑咗，更加严重咧。咁医生咧就要切咗个手指。
And the king was very, very unhappy.
国王非常愤怒。
You stupid doctor! All your good, bad, who knows? Look what's happened to my finger. It's been amputated.
咁啊，蠢你！你个蠢医生啊！你嘅。好話誰知道，即係即係咁講，我嘅手指間要切咗佢啦。
So the king he put the doctor in jail and locked the cell door himself.
咁個醫生咧就關起個醫院，個國王咧就將個醫生囚禁咗，然後自己閂咗個鎖。
That will teach you, doctor. You're a bad doctor. Now what do you think about being put in jail, doctor?
怪你要呢個咁差嘅醫生咧，你自己領會下坐監係點嘅
？And the doctor says, "Be in jail, your Majesty. Good, bad, who knows?"
醫生話喺監度，國王好壞邊個知道啊
？A few weeks later, when the wound had healed, the doctor was hunting in the forest again.
幾個星期之後，手指好翻啦喎，嗰個國王又去打獵啦。
And he was chasing an animal in the forest, and he was riding faster and faster and faster. And because he was going so fast, all the other soldiers and guards could not keep up with him, and he was alone in the forest.
咁國王咧見到一個野獸啦，佢係咁追，佢跑得非常快咧，佢啲。兵啊，嗰啲完全跟唔到佢，咁變咗國王一個人喺森林裏面啦。
And the deeper he got in the forest, the more he got lost.
咁越喺森林裏面咧，佢迷失咗。
He did not have GPS.
咁佢冇嗰個方向喺度導航啦，冇導航幫佢。
So more and more lost, going further into the forest.He went into the part of the forest where the indigenous tribal people lived.
咁然後咧，佢入咗森林嘅一部分，嗰度咧係嗰啲土著住喺嗰度嘅。
And they captured the king.
佢哋捉咗國王啦。
Because it was one of their holy festival days.
嗰日咧係佢哋慶祝緊神聖嘅一個儀式。
And on those days.They would usually sacrifice an animal for their spirits to get good luck.
咁喺嗰啲儀式咧，佢哋通常會殺啲豬啊，殺啲家禽咧去慶祝嘅。
But this time, they didn't get an animal. They got a man, not any man, but a king.
但呢一次咧，佢哋唔單止有啲動物，佢哋甚至有個人呢個。是國王嚟嘅喎。
So to sacrifice a king, that will give them huge good luck.
跟住喺佢哋喺啲神送上呢個國王，佢哋一定非常幸運啦。
So they tied the king to a tree, and they started the ceremony.
咁佢哋困住個國王喺樹上面，一開始呢個儀式啦。
they started beating the drums. Bang, 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 boom, 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 bang, bang, boom, 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 boom. And the people started singing, wooka baka, wooka, wooka, baka, 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 wooka, baka. That's what I did. And they were about to cut the throat of the king when the priest said, stop, stop. That man is not perfect. He's missing a finger. If we offer a perfect gift, then there'll be no good karma at all. There's no good merit, no good luck. So we have to let the king go free. And the king realized that because he lost a finger, that was why he survived with his life. So as soon as he got back to the palace, the first thing the king did was to go to the prison and to free the doctor. He apologized. I thought you were a stupid doctor, said the king. I thought losing one of my fingers was very bad luck, but it saved my life. So, I'm sorry, doctor. It was a bad thing I did to put you in jail.
So, you know, you can't even put your leg on it, you know, you see.
And the doctor said, a bad thing, you put me in jail. Did I not tell you, Your Majesty, good, bad, who knows? It actually was a good thing that you put me in jail.
跟住说话啦，国王，因为你已经关我，关住我，系坏事咧，唔系嘅，其实系好事。
Why is a good thing I put you in jail? Said the king.
国王就话啦，点解系好事啊？
Because, said the doctor, if I hadn't been put in jail, I would have been with you on that hunt. I would have been captured, and I've got 10 fingers.
医生就话啦，要系我你冇关我系牢房咧，我就会同你一齐打猎嘅。咁你系完美嘅，但系我有十只手指，佢哋就会捉住我嚟牺牲我去俾个神啦。So
losing a finger can sometimes be a good thing and save your life.
所以啊，有时候冇咗个手指咧，可能可以救你一命嘅。
So when we look at big picture, when we fail, when we lose, when we don't achieve our goals, is that good? Is that bad? Or who knows?
There
was a gentleman who came to see me many years ago. He told me he was doing business in Mumbai, in India. When his business was finished, he booked a taxi to take him to two airports to go back to Europe.
咁佢完成講完呢啲生意咧，佢就接咗的士，坐飛機去歐洲啦。
He left his hotel in plenty of time.
咁佢離開佢嘅，佢好多時都喺酒店裏面。
But the taxi driver He was from a country part of India, trying to get his first job. He didn't know the way.
咁呢個商人咧，佢係酒店上去機場咧，但個司機第一次喺嗰度揸車，佢唔識路。
So the taxi got lost.
呢個的士迷失啦，迷路啦。
And the time was ticking by.
跟然後飛機就要起飛啦。
He was getting more and more worried. He might miss his flight.
呢個商人好擔心話，佢可能坐唔到呢趟飛機啦。
He was getting more upset, more angry.
佢就好憤怒啦，當然。
And so he thought, well, this was India many years ago. So the flight's been late, delayed.
跟住諗啦，我呢個印度嚟嘅，印度好多時飛機都會遲飛嘅，延遲啦。
In Hong Kong, do sometimes the flights get delayed?
香港會唔會啲飛機會唔會遲飛啊？
Yeah. I was once.Going to from Australia to Indonesia to give some talks many years ago. My flight was cancelled, not delayed.
有一次我喺澳洲想去印尼嗰陣時，我機冇遲到，而係取消咗。
But that was understandable.
咁明白嘅，最有理由。
That was the time they were had bird flu. Remember bird flu?
嗰陣時有禽流感，因為禽流感嘅問題。
And I was flying Garuda. It was a bird. It must have got bird flu.
咁我係要去印尼嗰個地方咧，有好多雀仔，所以好危險啊。
And also, please don't fly Qantas. They're always very bumpy.
我請大家唔好坐Qantas 中文係我哋嘅船。
So, this man, when he arrived at the airport, he realized that his flight was not delayed. Through the window of the taxi, he could see the flight take off.
咁呢個坐的士迷路嘅商人咧，佢去到機場知道佢嘅飛機係準時起飛，佢睇到個飛機喺度飛。
He was so angry at the taxi driver.
佢當然非常憤怒啦，對個的士司機。
You stupid taxi driver! You bad taxi driver! You incompetent taxi driver! I missed my flight. You made it difficult for me. Blah 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 blah.
跟住佢梗係好多唔好嘅説話鬧嗰個的士司機啦，你令到我遲到，有冇搞錯冇用嘅你
？But he told me this was a true story.When he was getting angry at the taxi driver, he saw his flight, it was KLM. It came down and crashed with everybody on board killed.
咁呢件係真事嚟嘅，咁然後佢睇住個飛機飛咧，然後個飛機就跌落嚟啦，機上所有嘅人當場死亡。
If his taxi had got to the airport on time, he would have been on that flight.He would have been dead.
咁要係呢個的士司機準時送佢到機場咧，佢係其中一個乘客。
So he said to the taxi driver, "You wonderful taxi driver, you great taxi driver, had $100, had $200, you're a lovely taxi driver."
咁佢對的士司機話：多謝你。多謝你救到我一命，咁佢俾話好多錢啊，幾百蚊俾啲司機啦，多謝你。
Question, Roger.
Yeah.
I'm a student. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you're a teacher. I think today you may have some problem with the title, Learn to Lose. I don't think it is 21st century slogan. You should learn to win. Are you at the wrong place? You're talking about highly to happiness.
Yeah.
And
you
know,
you'd be dead if you kept winning.
啊，呢個啊，呢個演講嘅題目啦，誒，發現你今日係咪個題目有啲錯誤啊？你話題目係啊，學習點樣失去啊？但係我哋贏人世紀唔係應該贏嘅咩
？Losing is good.
失去係好事嚟嘅。
Why?
點解咧
？I came from very poor home. But I was very good at math.
我哋嚟自非常貧窮嘅屋企，但我係數學非常叻嘅。
So my teachers, my parents told me, do your homework, study. If you pass your O levels, then you'll be happy.
咁咧，我屋企人咧，老師都會話，要係你咧成功完成嗰個公開試 O level 咧，你就會開心啦。
So I decided to stop chasing football. I like soccer. I was good at soccer, but I had to give it up to do my O level.
咁為咗公開試考得好咧，我就放棄咗足球。我係好叻嘅打足球。
I did very well in O level.
我做得啲，我公開試嘅成績非常好。
So you know what happened once you pass one exam? Now you have to do A level.
我完成咗呢個 O level 啦，跟住就係 A level 嘅一個公開試啦。
And at this time, I wasn't chasing football, I was chasing girls.
咁呢個年紀咧，我唔係話要打足球啦，我而係追緊女仔嘅時候。
But my teachers and family said no. Don't stay too long out at night having parties. Study, work hard, do your homework. If you pass A level, then you'll be happy.
咁老師啊，屋企人都話唔好再追女仔成出玩啦。要係你完成呢個攞個好成績咧，喺呢個公開試咧，你會好開心啦。You'll
be winner.
你就係一個成功嘅贏家。 Of course you're a winner. You're in a Cambridge.
Oh,
yeah.
There are so many people want to go to Cambridge. And everybody's first class honor.
But that was big trouble. Now I have to work even harder. More exams.
咁而家你竟然係一個贏家啦！你考完劍橋啦嘛，攞到最好嘅成績啦。咁法師就話：，嗰次考完試之後，劍橋之後更加多嘅考試嚟啊！
But now they told me if you study hard and you get first class degree with honors at Cambridge, wow, then you'll be happy. You'll really be a winner.
咁考完呢一科咧，啲屋企人啦，家老師就話啦，要係你考完劍橋榮譽學位嘅話咧，你真正可以開心啦。
And at this time, I started questioning.
咁呢個時候我就有啲喺度考慮思索呢個問題啦。
I started seeing some friends who had already graduated. Were they happy now?
咁我睇翻嗰啲已經畢咗業、讀完大學嘅，佢哋係咪好幸福、開心咧
？No, now they have to do more exams, masters.
然後佢哋讀大學，佢哋話要讀碩士喎。
If they left university, they had to work. That was really hard.
要係佢哋唔繼續讀書落去，佢哋要去工作，都好辛苦㗎嘛。
And when they were working, they never got enough money. They had to work double job.
我有啲朋友咧，佢哋工作咧，一份工嘅公司唔夠佢哋做兩份工。
And then I saw them. They told me, "Oh, when I find the love of my life, when I find the partner, my soulmate, and we get married, then I'll be happy."
咁我啲朋友話：，如果而家揾到一個伴侶，一個心靈嘅伴侶，我就會幸福啦。
And as soon as they got married, now they live in an apartment or a house. They have to work even harder.
咁佢哋結婚之後咧，佢哋要買屋啦，佢哋要更加努力工作。
And then they said, "Well, when we can have children, then we'll be happy."
咁佢哋話：生個仔、生個女會開心啲。
And as soon as they had children, were they happy? No, big trouble now. Go sleep for a night. Can't do anything else.
咁有隻仔女係咪開心啲咧？佢哋有隻仔女更加麻煩。
Have you ever noticed if you have children, you can't wait until they can walk and they can start talking?
咁有冇留意到，如果你有仔女嘅話咧，你好希望佢哋可以行路，好希望佢哋開始講嘢。
And as soon as they can start walking and talking, you can't wait until they sit down and shut up.
當佢哋識得行路、識得講嘢咧，你就忍唔住要等佢哋坐低，唔準講嘢。
And then many of my friends always look, oh, now when my children leave home and they get married, they set up, then we can relax.
咁我啲朋友就話咧，等我啲仔女咧。大個離開屋企嗰陣時，佢哋結咗婚，我就真係可以放心啦。
And as soon as you get rid of your children, then you think, well, I'm getting old now. As soon as I retire, then I can relax. Don't have to go to work anymore.
咁當你嘅仔女離開屋企，你發覺自己年紀都老啦，然後你等待退休啦。
And as soon as they retire, they're old. Have you ever seen the old people mostly?Are the ones who go to churches and temples?
咁佢哋退休之後，發覺年紀大啦，你有冇留意到咧？去教堂、去寺院都係啲比較年紀老嘅人。
You know why?
點解咧
？Because they think, well, when I die, then I'll be happy.
佢哋開始諗啦，原來我死咗會更加開心啊！
喂，哦，即係 once we win something.Then we'll be happy. But as soon as you win one thing, you have to win something else, and then something else, and something else. It goes on and on and on.
我哋總係以為我得到乜嘢就會開心，但得到呢樣嘢之後，我哋希望有另一樣嘢。
So the alternative is learning how to be happy now.
所以我哋有個選擇，就係當下嘅開心。
It's good, bad, who knows, I'm going to be happy now.
好啊，今日知道啊，當下就要開心。
I always, when I was young, you had to be a winner to be happy. No.
好多人認為我哋贏咗先至係開心，唔係嘅。
If you have to be a winner to be happy, there's only a few possible people can be happy in this world.
要係成為贏家先至係開心嘅話，呢個世界剩得幾個人可以開心
？And then somebody told me that no, be happy first. Enjoy your job, enjoy your whatever you do in life, and then you'll always be successful.
然後我學到一樣嘢，你享受當下，你就係一個成功嘅人。
No, that is also wrong.
誒，呢個都係錯嘅。
No. If you are happy, that is success. Happiness is being a winner.
開心就係一個贏家。你而家係開心嘅話，你就係一個成功嘅人，就係一個贏家。
So how many of you are happy now? Put your hand up.
如果你覺得而家係快樂幸福嘅話，請舉手。
Great, you are all winners.
你就係贏家，恭喜你。
So Roger, everyone, let's look at happiness. You know, I think I'm happy, but am I? And isn't that good or bad? Who knows?
Well, give yourself benefit of the doubt. Be happy anyway.
佢認真咗。咁其實開心係咩咧？大家話我開心，咁其實係咪真係開心咧？咁啊，法師就話冇理咁多，總之而家就要開心。
Happiness is well known to be a great source of creativity, a great source of good health, and also for those of you, especially students, still looking for a partner in life.The best makeup is a smile.
咁咧，法師就話咧，開心就係我哋創意嘅來源， 開心就是你現在很多學生呢，你要找工作，或者你以後要成家，你很重要的一個花招就是微笑。
Sorry, Sasha, I don't agree with you. Sorry.
I'm 21st
century, this is not happiness.
My happiness
is what? No. I think the happiness should be what? The happiness should be I get excellent results in my examination. I get to finish university, get a very good degree. I have my social status. Everyone respects me.And I have a lot of money in the bank, and whenever I look at the stock market, okay, I know which stock is going to go up. And then I have a lot of money in my pocket. Then that is happiness. For those who raise up their hands, when they say they're happy, sorry, I just don't anything laughing in here. I beg your pardon. We are talking about 21st century. That is, you know, that is just not, it's not the right way. That is, you know, sorry, I don't agree with you.
21世紀，我認為點樣唔係開心？開心應該係你成績考到最好，你去到劍橋大學，你銀行每年大把錢股票係上升，呢個先至開心。頭先舉手嗰啲，覺得你開心
咯。I got an 8th degree from university. I have got no money in my pocket. I'm a penniless monk.
我是一個窮和尚，我袋裏面沒錢的。
I have no status in the academic world. All I learnt about theoretical physics, I've forgotten.
我在學術裏面我根本沒地位的，我雖然是物理學嗰方面，但是不過的，現在都完全記得了。
Look at my clothes.I don't wear expensive Gucci or Versace robes. I don't have expensive haircuts.
我唔著名牌衫㗎，你知我呢啲唔係名牌嚟㗎，我都唔會似一個特別嘅髮型
㗎。I don't have an expensive car. I don't have a car.
我冇名貴嘅房車，其實我根本就冇車。
So, am I successful in the 21st century?
我係21世紀，我算唔算成功呢？
I don't have heart attack, I don't have stroke, I don't have worry, I don't have, what else don't I have? I don't have to worry about stock market, I don't have to worry about government, I don't have to worry about anything.
Big loser.
Exactly. Be a loser. Losing rocks.
我冇心臟病啦，我冇咩病，我唔使驚股票市場啦，我唔使驚政府乜嘢，我咩都冇。咁樣，咁我算唔算乜嘢？院長話呢個係廿一世紀嘅最失敗嘅人，係呢個就係失敗嘅。
When I was teenager in my twenties.Then I had to dress well. Then I had to be well groomed because I thought I had to attract other people, nice girls. I had lots of nice friends. I thought it was really important what other people thought of me.
當我廿幾歲嗰陣時，因為我要去追女仔咧，見好多人咧，我著名名牌，髮型非常之靚嘅。
Then I knew some people much older, in their 30s or 40s. They have like self-confidence. They don't care what other people think of them. They just do it. And then only when I was made to honor the monk, I finally discovered, you don't have to worry about what people think of you.They're not thinking about you at all. They're thinking about themselves.
跟到咗呢個年紀，我已經知道，其實唔使擔心其他人點睇自己，冇其實係冇人睇緊我係點樣，大家都喺度關心自己點樣。
And I know many executives, chief executives of big companies, not just Google and Facebook, but just recently, the was giving a seminar with. Mr. Jason Goh. He was the managing director of Changi Airport. And he was telling myself and everybody, to get a job, to get employment, your qualifications on pieces of paper, they only mean about that much. It's your confidence, your ability to work, your ability to learn, and your ability to cooperate and form teams, teamwork. That is what modern CEOs are looking for.
咁佢見過好多嗰啲總裁啊、行政總裁、高級啊、Facebook嗰啲咧，佢哋都會同人講咧，一個人咧嚟見工嗰陣時咧個表現咧，佢嘅履歷咧其實只好少一部分嘅，主要就係佢有冇能力工作，佢有冇自信，同佢同人哋合作嘅關係係點樣，嗰啲先重要。Many
of my disciples, friends, when they apply for jobs, they actually put down in their CV that they can do mindfulness training, meditation. Because in many jobs, you have to deal with stress. Those are the people who get the jobs.
現在我很多學生、很多朋友，他們見工那時候，他們會在履歷上寫下，他們有參加正面訓練，有自己有收入的，這個他們會幫助他們拿到好的工作。
There are too many graduates come out of our universities and they can't get jobs. They know how to pass exams, they don't know how to work. Real life is not a university. Real life, you don't compete with one another, you have to form teams and cooperate. In real life, you have to innovate, not just repeat what other people do, but see things in a different way.
係現實生活，我哋唔係要重複其他人工作，而係我哋要創意，係睇到其他人睇唔到嘅嘢。I'll
give an example.
我俾個例子。
This is an example which I gave at the 2016 World Computer Conference in Kaohsiung.
咁呢個咧例子咧，我係2016年咧喺世界電腦活動大會之中，我講過呢個例子。
I gave the keynote address at a prestigious computer conference with all the big CEOs and people from all the best computer companies over in South Korea. I knew nothing about computing, but I know about innovation.
我對電腦毫無認識，但係我知道呢係發明新嘅嘢，創造嘅。
I asked, "What is this?" And I held up a plastic water bottle.
咁我問大家，呢個係咩嚟嘅咧？我舉起咗當時我想呢個一個水樽。
And the people in the audience said, "Water bottle, plastic." I said, "More description, please."
咁有邊話膠樽啦、水樽啦？咁我話。
更多嘅形容，仲有啲咩嘢形容？佢話：膠嘅，好發緊光。佢哋全部俾個答案，佢哋認為係正確嘅答案。根本冇所謂嘅正確嘅答案。The purpose was to keep them looking and looking and looking and looking.
其實我根本唔係要你哋俾正確答案，我只需要你觀察留意。
And when they exhausted and finished everything they had been taught, then they can start to see what this is.
當佢哋係咁不斷喺度估，喺度動腦筋之後，覺得好攰嘅時候，佢哋靜落嚟，真正去睇呢個係乜嘢。
then they can start to see what no one else has seen. It's innovation. Once you get past all that you have been taught.
这个时候他们会发现新的是不是其他人教我们的东西而是我们自己发现的新的角度
Most great discoveries, innovation, all arise because of accidents. People see things that no one else has seen.
很多发明者他们就是看到其他人看不到的东西
So, if you win in academia, in your degrees, when I was in Cambridge, there was a sign saying, exams kill my degrees.
要是你觉得考试好就是成功的人家在建造大学有一句说话就是考试杀害了我的学位
At Dalhousie University in Canada, I told the Vice Chancellor, please change your motto. And motto would be, where everybody thinks the same, no one thinks at all.
在加拿大一家大学我跟校长说这个标语他们学校的标语需要改了这个标语就是说每个人都在想同样一样东西的话其实就没有人在思考
All the great successes, the real winners of our world, they don't do it in the same way as everyone else.
一个成功的人
Einstein was kicked out of university. Stephen Jobs left university. Michael Dell Computing left. Bill Gates left university. All the great successes seem to be those who didn't get taught at university, but did things differently, like in the Vocational Training Institute of Hong Kong.
Bill Gates, Stephen Jobs, these very famous and innovative people, they also can enter a prestigious school.
But Andrew, you don't understand. This is Hong Kong. You know what is Chinese culture? Chinese culture, we are talking about face. Alright? And how people see me, it's not only me. I have to just really make my parents proud of me. Alright? Imagine not just you know, he's a winner in the group. Then my mom lose faith. My dad lose faith. How can I survive in my family if I am not, you know, win and then just give them honor?
Bill Gates' parents are very happy with him, and he did get a degree. Same with Steve Jobs' mum and dad, they're pretty happy. So, you don't need to be a success in other people's terms. Don't you be a wonderful person in Chinese culture? Look at me, I'm in YMO, and I'm very well known in Chinese culture. And also, culture always changes. One of my things about Hong Kong is Chinese culture, but it is East meets East and East West. We have now a culture of world culture. We marry each other's sisters, friends. In old days, you would have to marry someone who's the same race as you. Now, people marry anybody. Isn't that sort of wonderful? We're breaking down barriers of race, culture, even religions. We are becoming literally one world.
文化是不斷在改進的，上下很多年之前，一個種族你只是跟自己宗族的人結婚的，現在你可以很自由地去戀愛去結婚，這個我們的關於婚姻關於宗教各樣東西，我們都已經在重新跟以前是不同，文化就是在不斷的改進。
And we're learning the best from each other.
而我們是互相是對方學到最好的東
西。Is where we actually do change the world softly, peacefully, because we understand it's not really worth being the richest person in the cemetery.
我哋越嚟越知道好多嘢，系呢个当我哋最后走往死亡系问坟墓嗰阵时。我们不需要成为最有钱的人。
But I was few. When I was young, when I started studying as a student, okay, when my examination result was not as good, I can't sleep. And then how can I just, you know, yeah, you're right. You know, how can I make the people around me knowing that I will be the future Bill Gates? I don't have to take examination. I don't have to enter the university.And then how can I change that? It's not me. You know, it's their problem. Yeah, but I cannot sleep. Because of them, she's trying to, you know, gossip me at my back. You know, gossip me, and I cannot stand that. You know, I was fooled. But they don't understand. And therefore, how can I change them? I really feel bad about that.
當我年輕嗰陣時咧，因為我成績考得唔好，我係非常緊張嘅，我好驚啲人係咁背後話我。咁你以為我當然知道自己以後會好好，我仲係標記可以唔讀書，但其他啲人會話我點樣去改變佢哋嘅觀念咧
？It is because we worry what other people think of us. That is why we keep failing our exams.
其實咧，個事實就係我哋係太擔心其他人點睇我哋嗰陣時，我哋結果就會考試唔合格啦。
I know so many people who are so clever in the classroom, in the laboratory, they can do things so well, but when it comes to doing an exam, they get so nervous that they fail.
我認識很多人，他們很勤力讀書，他們非常聰明，但一到考試因為緊張他們就不合格了。
Have you ever noticed it is the fear of failure which makes you fail?
你有沒有留意到其實是恐懼令到你失敗。
An example, when I was about 10 years of age, I got my first bicycle.
10歲那時候呢，我得到一架單車。
I was so afraid of falling off that bicycle. I gripped handlebars until my knuckles were white.
咁我好驚係踩單車跌落嚟，我係咁好大力揸住個單車。
I was so stiff. I kept falling off.
咁我係成個人僵硬咁樣啦，咁係咁跌倒咯。
When I relax to the max, and I didn't worry about falling off, then I never fell off.
咁我放鬆啦，我唔再擔心跌低啦，我淨係唔跌低啦。
That is why relax before you take an exam, and then in past.
So you have to go to sleep. So, they said we have got one. So you don't understand earlier. Talking about what not only students. After I was no longer a student, then I worked, and my boss, I never noticed whether I can satisfy my boss' requirement. Even I just can afford not to work, but I still have to eat. My family numbers need to eat. If I have no money, what shall I do? Therefore, I have to worry about my child. I worry about whether my boss really likes me. It is really important.
因為我現在不是學生，我做嘢啦。因為我個老闆唔中意我，我冇咗份工點算咧？為咗養家，我必須要好努力令老細開心㗎。咁呢個點算咧？There was a young 6 or 7 year old child was waiting for his father to come home from the office for work.
有個6-7歲嘅小朋友咧，佢等緊爸爸返工。And
when the father came home from work, his son asked him, Daddy, how much do you earn per hour at your job?
咁個仔咧問爸爸啦，爸爸，你嘅老細每個鐘頭俾幾錢你去工作啊？
And the father said, I'm too tired. I'm not answering. But Daddy, how many dollars do you earn from work per hour?
爸爸告訴我,每一個鐘頭你賺多少錢?
I told you, be quiet. None of your business.
靜點,不要再吵我啊,
And the son said, but Daddy, how much? That's it. 3 times. Up to your room, you're grounded.
咁個仔係咁問個老豆就，OK啦，走出去啦，趕佢出門口。And
after the father had a cup of coffee and relaxed, he realized it was only because he was so tired from working, he got angry at his child.
咁個爸爸休息咗一陣，飲埋個咖啡，佢發現自己真係太攰啦，所以。
So the father went to the room, let himself in, and said, Sorry, son, I don't know why you want to know how much I earn at work, but it's $20 an hour.
咁佢分咧去仔嘅房啊，仔唔好意思，我發脾氣。OK，我係20蚊一個鐘嘅。Thank
you, Daddy, said the son. Now, Can I please borrow $10?
咁個仔話啦，爸爸，我可唔可以問你借10蚊？
So the father felt guilty about shouting at his son, so he got out his wallet and gave his son a $10 note.
咁個爸爸覺得頭先發脾氣唔好啦，補償個仔咧就攞10蚊俾個仔。
Thank you, Daddy, said the son. And then he opened up a drawer next to his bed. And he counted out $10 more in coins. He handed the $20 to his father and said, Now, Daddy, can I please have 1 hour of your time? That to me is the story of the 21st century. Parents want their children to do well. They work so hard thinking that money or expensive education can somehow substitute the time you spend with your mother and your father.
係啊，一齊俾父母努力啦，賺錢，希望俾最好嘅仔女，但佢哋犧牲咗同仔女一齊時間。
Just before I left, one of the people from Singapore, Chinese culture, told me about a suicide note a 14-year-old jumped off the balcony to their death, leaving the nuns. All I ever wanted was more time with my parents.
咁我喺新加坡有個朋友話俾我聽，有一個遺出咗小朋友，14歲嘅小朋友。新加坡都係中國嘅文化啦。呢個小朋友自殺之前寫低咗話：我最想要嘅就係同我父母係咪一齊嘅時間。
If your parents was more important, losing friends or losing your child?
咁作為父母。
So, we can change culture. Culture is changing.
我哋係可以去改變文化，文化自然喺度改進。
I am at the cutting edge of psychology. Many psychologists learn from me.
我接觸好多心理學家，好多心理學家喺我呢度學習。Half
the children in Hong Kong are below average intelligence.
超過一半香港嘅小朋友係一半嘅智能，超過一半。Yeah,
half the children have to be below average. No matter how intelligent they are.
無論其實咧，無論你幾聰明，總有一半嘅學生係最後嗰一半。
But we think, oh, not my child, not my child. Other people's children, yes, but not my child. That is a problem.
咁父母就係話，啊，其他人嘅細路係最差嗰啲，我嘅細路就唔係呢啲啦。呢個就係問題嘅所在。
And that great book some years ago, Emotional Intelligence, where this US professor, Daniel Goleman, did science and found out successful people in life are not the ones who get first class honors.
咁呢個心理學家 Daniel Goleman 係一個美國嘅心理學家，佢寫咗，佢研究發現咧，最成功嘅人咧，唔係成績最好嘅嗰一班。The
successful people, they are the ones who have this emotional intelligence, the ability to form friendships, the ability to have resilience when things go wrong in life. To keep on going, to learn from mistakes, and the ability to be courageous enough to make mistakes. That is learning. Passing exams is not learning. It's ability to make mistakes, to keep investigating, to keep exploring. That is what learning truly is.
成功嘅人士，佢哋係有情緒嘅所謂嘅 EQ， 佢哋懂得點樣同人哋合作，佢哋懂得點樣喺逆境之中可以努力，佢哋懂得點樣係可以更加嘅開心，或者係困難嘅時候可以保持嗰個信心同埋勇氣，佢哋係成功嘅人。
Could give an example, simple example, in soccer. If you know how to kick a ball and score a goal, that doesn't make you a good soccer player. You also need to know how to pass the ball.
咁佢講咗一個例子，佢話淨係識得自己去踢波嗰度咧，唔係最好嘅足球員。最好嘅足球員係懂得將個球傳俾其他人嗰個。
The whole of life is teamwork.
我哋嘅生命係一個團隊一齊合作嘅生活。In
real life, in corporations, you have a team, a group of people, and you are nothing without the people who help you and assist you.
喺現實生活之中，我哋成功需要有團隊，要係淨得你一個人，你冇人支持，你做唔到嘢。
Both for success and life. There's no such thing as the winning person. Winning teams, yes, but not a winning person.
所以冇一個一個贏家，而係一個贏嘅團隊。
Anyway, who gets the most, the biggest salary in the soccer team? It's the manager, the coach, the person who knows emotional intelligence, who can motivate, drive, inspire. That is the most important part of any team, any corporation.Any business.
咁喺一個足球嘅比賽，最重要嗰個係邊個？就係教練。佢可以教，會令到啲隊員可以充滿鬥志、充滿信心，面對問題佢哋仍然可以繼續落去。呢個係唔同嘅企業，所有嘅團隊都需要有咁嘅人維持咁樣嘅人生。
There are five fingers in a hand.If one of us, it's just one of them gets infected, I can't use the whole hand.
我哋有五個手指，其中一個手指感染細菌嘅話，我都唔可以成個手指自由活動。
If that's your family or the group in your office or your company, you need to look after one another, have that emotional intelligence to work together.
呢個就係我哋嘅家庭，呢個就係我哋嘅團隊。我哋係需要一齊合作，一齊努力達到目標。
It's not personal. It's all about us.
呢個唔係個人嘅問題，呢個係關於我哋嘅問題。
Yes. I know that you have just so many corporations and large operations or universities invite you to deliver talk.And I'm sure your exposure allowing you to see how Hong Kong as it is right now. I just mentioned to you about what is our destination and how we see windows in the 21st century. Alright? But is that the whole world like us or is only Hong Kong like that?
In Finland,They always come top on the first one, two, or three in their educational standards for children in primary school and high school. Look at the tables in math ability. They always come in the top one, two, or three in Finland.
院長就問喺香港係咪淨係香港係呢個問題咧？世界各方面嘅院長可以講一講呢個問題。
做呢個呢一個阿 Jim Brown 咧，就呢個老師咧，就周圍全世界都好多人邀請佢講學噶嘛，大公司又有，大學又有，咁佢個體會咧多好多啦。咁我剛剛就係講過，我哋香港就係咁樣定義呢一個成功與否噶咯喎。咁到底呢一個係咪淨係我哋香港係咁啊？因為其實我哋香港都係全世界一部分，其實全世界都係咁噶啦。大家定義係咁，係咪？我哋都一定要贏噶嘛？贏就係點啊？贏就贏，隔離嗰個就叫做贏咯。I win because I win the other. Okay, I win.And then I get more money than you, then I win, and you lose, you know? 所以其實實質上就係，特別係我哋係咁咧，定係全世界都係咁咧 ？And then Arjun 咧就係話，其實芬蘭咧就唔係咁嘅。In Finland, they are the same district, right? You know how they perceive what is success?
But it's not how they perceive success. They are smarter. They get the degrees.Now, in Finland, they do not start schooling till 7 years of age. There's no kindergarten, pre-primary, or even grade one, two, or three. And at school, they never ever do homework. When, as soon as I said that, many children said, Mummy, Daddy, can we move to Finland, please?
Hey, come on.法師就話芬蘭嘅情況就好唔同啦。芬蘭正係六七歲先至有一年班，佢哋冇幼稚園嘅，所以大家咧，嗰啲學生又冇功課嘅，大家可能而家喺度諗，我要同啲細路去芬蘭唔收噶啦。
This is not being poor, this is being using your brain and your education more efficiently, being more productive, being smarter by working less.
在芬蘭的形式就是說你做少一點，你反而是精明一點，聰明一點。
The first big corporation which reduced the hours people have to work to 8 hours per day was Ford Motor Corporation in the 1930s or something. They foundWhen their staff work less hours each day, they produce more cars. We always think the harder we work, the more we produce and the more money in our pockets. No. The harder you work, the more stress, the more time off you need for health problems,You have trouble worrying about your family who you never see, and you're not productive.
我哋总系认为我越勤力做嘢，我赚嘅钱越多，越成功。但而家系发现咧，你越做得少，时间少啲咧，你更加系创意有创意，同埋更加系个有效率嘅。所以因為你不斷做嘢，你會焦慮啦，有壓力啦，好多身體嘅問題啦，你有冇時間同屋企人喺埋一齊
？So we ask Hong Kong, work smart, not hard.
所以我勸告香港人，你係精明、聰明嘅工作，而唔係勤力工作。
Then you get.Much better grades in any test or exam you do. You'll be easier to get a job. You'll be more employable, and you make more money for yourself, your family, and your country.
如果咁樣嘅話咧，你嘅考試成績會更加好，你會揾到一個好嘅工作，你會對呢個社會更加有更大嘅貢獻。
But you have to tell the doctor about the solution. How can it be less stressful? How soon you know, we have faced so much adversity? How should we face it? What can we do to face it?
Simple. This I taught years ago, and this is now in Harvard Business School. How to be efficient.How, you've got some water in the open, please, sir. I have got a little answer, sir. How heavy is this bottle of water?
This is very short.
The longer I hold it, the heavier it feels. After 1 minute, I stop.
1 minute 之後我就攰啦嘅時候。
After 2 minutes, I'm in pain.
我兩分鐘之後咧，手都好痛啦。
After 3 minutes, I am in agony and a very stupid monk.
咁我三分鐘係咁講啦，我自己同自己講，我真係蠢啊！咁我最。
What should I do?
我可以做咩咧
？When this gets too heavy to hold comfortably.
太重啦，覺得太重啦，我可以做啲咩啊？點做？
You put it down and relax.
放低就放心啦。
After 1 minute, if I pick it up again after 1 minute, it's easy to hold because my arm is not tight.
咁我放低一分钟之后再攞咧，就比较容易啦，因为我手唔会攰啊嘛。
How many of you have got an assignment to complete, and you look at that computer, you try and create some words or a sentence or a paragraph, and it doesn't come out.
有幾多人咧？當你做論文嗰陣時，做功課嗰陣時咧，係對住電腦，係一句句子都充唔到力，一個字都充唔到力。
Your brain is tired.
因為你個腦好攰啊嘛。
Keep pushing it; it makes you more tired, and you don't become productive at all.
咁你係咁推動佢去做嘢，佢更加攰，所以佢越嚟越做唔到嘢啦。
You just turn off the computer, go and take a rest or a walk for maybe 15 minutes or half an hour. When you go back to the assignment, you are fresh, energized, creative, and you can get the next 3 hours' work done in two.
咁要係你可以放低心腦電腦吹下，就5分鐘、30分鐘之後，你發覺自己好清新，你嘅腦好靈活，好快就要做完你要做嘅啦。
Harvard Business School calls it an investment of time。
咁呢個哈佛大學嘅商業科咧就話呢個係時間嘅投資。
It is why in Google headquarters in Mountain View, San Francisco.They have a meditation room, a place where you can just chill out.
咁所以咧，喺 Google 總部咧，新聞紙咧，佢哋係有一間房咧係打坐噶。
Same in Facebook, same in Dell Computing, places where you can just relax.
喺 Facebook 啦，喺其他大嘅企業咧，佢哋都會有一間房咧俾大家放鬆嘅。
Hong Kong Institute of Vocational Training, you have something similar.
就係我哋呢個學院咧，都應該有咁樣嘅做法，有間房間讓大家可以放鬆嘅。
It is called rest room.
呢個就休息室啦。Oh, this is really a solution.
Yeah.
So everyone is taking the rest room. Rest room is our worst room.
Exactly. Sit there, and if your boss or your lecturer says, why are you spending 15, 20 minutes in the restroom? You say, because you're constipated. And you're not lying, you are constipated, not down here, but up here.
咁你如果係呢度咧，有一間嘅休息室啦，好多人都會得閒就去15分鐘、30分鐘啦。你嘅老細就話：你做緊啲乜嘢啊？咁佢哋話：啊，釋放啲嘢，唔係呢度，係呢度釋放啲嘢。
一個喺個廁所度喎。咁但係最重要嘅就係、是、喺廁所唔重要，係最緊要就算喺廁所，我哋都可以放鬆。呢一個就反而係最重要。I think Roger is really, really helpful in a way for me to learn how I should face the adversity by sitting in the toilet.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, is that good? Thank you. A really great talk. And I think maybe it's time for the floor if you have any questions. Even though I know that also culturally,Most of the people are shy to ask questions. Okay, but still, we would like to see if the forum has any questions. 有冇問題想問咩？定係怕醜嘅問題咧 ？Yeah,
First of all, I just want to say thank you. We're so lucky to have you this afternoon. I personally feel full of kindness.Full of peace and full of the wisdom. So my question actually is, what actually brought you to Thailand many, many years ago? What is it?
Okay, 呢個問題就係話，我係好想知道咧，咁早之前你出家，你去泰國咧，係乜嘢推動你去泰國修行？
To be honest with you.Studied in a big university like Cambridge. I met many Nobel Prize winners, many famous scientists, even very many rich people, a lord, a viscount. None of them were happy. And I thought, what is the point of being smart if you're not enjoying life?
佢老實講咧，就係嗰陣時，我喺劍橋讀書嗰陣時，我遇到好多諾貝爾獎嘅得主啊，有錢嘅好聰明嘅人，但係冇人係真正開心快樂嘅。然後我就喺度諗，到底乜嘢係真正快樂嘅？ 聯繫途徑。
I have met many billionaires who live, they call it a mansion, there's so much security around their compound, guards with machine guns, that I think they're living in a prison. It looks like that to me. So, what type of success do you really want?Do you want to be a billionaire who lives with guns everywhere you go? Do you want to be a successful sports star who is only as good as their last performance on the soccer field? Do you want to be like a musician with thousands of people screaming for you and then they forget you? Where is the happiness?Have a look to see, you know, in the newspapers, does really success in the world make you happy? Or is it the emotional intelligence of having a few good friends, being able to go out and enjoy a good meal together, and to be able to have a family with lots of fun and laughter?
Yes. I think you're... Are there questions here yet?
No, I'm sure because the...
I thought you were getting there. I'm not sure I put my question yet. But why Thailand?
Yeah. Oh, why Thailand?
Yeah, not Tibet, not India, not Nepal, not China.
It was because the spiritual leaders...which I went to in London at the time. It was the Thai monks who smiled the most. That was all. I wanted to see, you know, so what's it like, you know, if you do pursue that path? What's it like? Look at a very, very rich person. Look at a famous person. And see...Do you want to be like that?
I thought we understand why you come to us. Because we all smile, right? Okay, that is the reason why, right?
那個問題其實問為什麼是泰國呢為什麼不是中國美國以外的其他地方呢那法師說那時候呢他參加一個精神領袖的一個大會呢他發現有一個泰國的真人出家人呢笑得最係幸福，最有感染力嘅。咁佢好想跟住佢哋佢咁樣嘅笑容，佢希望有咁樣嘅笑容，咁樣嘅快樂，所以就跟隨咗。
There's one thing to notice in Hong Kong, more than Singapore or Thailand or Malaysia or Korea, South Korea, and that is your houses are very, very small, even our apartments.That is a wonderful asset which you have.
咁我發覺咧，香港咧比較新加坡、馬來西亞嗰個地方咧，聽講嘅住嘅地方係最細嘅。我覺得呢個係非常寶貴嘅一個財產。
Because my father was sick, and because of that, we were poor. We lived in a small apartment. I had to share a room with my brother all the time.We couldn't escape from one another. Because of that, I learned how to love my brother and love my parents. Being close together, you actually grow in these social skills. He became a banker. I'm a monk. Totally different, but we love each other to bits.
佢講細個嗰陣時，我爸爸係病咗，佢我屋企好窮嘅，所以我哋住嘅地方好細。 就係因為地方細，我哋一齊，我係好多時都係同我嘅細佬瞓一張牀嘅，所以就係因為我哋係咁細嘅環境，令我哋係一齊。我嘅細佬而家成為銀行家，我成為一個出家人。
On the opposite side of that, there was a woman in England who won the lottery in England, £49 million.
咁另一個相反嘅故事就係英國有一個女士咧，佢贏咗好似彩票六合彩咁樣嘅4,900,000 euro。
So she bought a big mansion in the countryside.1 year later, she sold that mansion at a considerable loss.
1年之後，佢賣出去，而且蝕咗好多錢。
And bought a tiny townhouse. And bought a tiny house instead.
反而咧買咗更細嘅房。
Because in that big mansion.She could never see her husband. He was in some part of the house, some wing somewhere. The children were in their bedrooms. She never saw the people she loved. The house was separating the family. So she bought a tiny house.So she can see her husband and their children so many times every day. If you do get rich, please remain in a small
family.
There's all good about widowhood, right? There's a question. Okay, ask me louder.
I am a healer, an animal communicator. I am doing an innovation work to talk to animals for the owner. But as a person in such a job, not many people understand. We live here in Hong Kong, everything we not to pay to stay, living, Starbucks, park, etc. How should I face this life?
呢個一個療愈師啦，佢係話佢係幫好多人，佢係同啲動物傾偈嘅，但係咧呢個咧係好多人明白啦，喺香港好多人唔明白咧，同埋好多時候佢哋淨係去啲地方咧係咖啡室啊、沙發啊嗰啲地方嘅。對於緊有嘅生命，我點樣去面對咧？
In Hong Kong, people still love their animals, their cats, their dogs.
在香港都有人是爱他们的动物的。
Animals do get sick.
动物会病啊。
Here in Sha Tin, people love their horses.
沙田我见到很多人中意马啦。
So sometimes animals do get sick.
有時當然啲動物佢哋會病。
And sometimes animals, if you have, should really say this, but if you have a horse, the horse needs a coach as well, just like a soccer player or a tennis player.
如果你有個馬咧，其實馬要訓馬師嘅，都要有個訓練員。
Not just a trainer, but like a lifestyle coach.
唔係淨係話一個訓練佢做啲動作，而係訓練佢點樣去生活。
It works.
呢個係可以嘅。
The evidence is compelling. The evidence is convincing that you know, even you can communicate with animals, you can help and heal them.
要係頭先嗰個問題嘅人，要係你係可以同動物可以溝通嘅話咧。你可以幫到好多動物嘅。
So if you are a good animal healer, first of all do it for free.
要係你係一個好嘅治療動物嘅人咧，你先開始咧有免費治療嗰啲動物。
So you get your reputation, so people know it works.
永遠你好成功啊！啲人會知道你喺呢方面好叻嘅，佢哋就會嚟揾你。
And then you start charging.
以後你開始收錢啦。
It's just simple marketing. Even a man can do that.
要呢個嘅市場推廣就係咁樣啦。
Excellent, Maria. I think it's about time. You know, I know that a lot of people, you know, are the attendees will have questions.But because of time limit, because Elijah is also invited by Chinese University, and he's going to deliver talk at 6 something. Therefore, we just have some time, and I think today we have 1.5 hours talk with Elijah. It's really, really great, precious, and that is really our honor.
Coming to 1 p.m., let's invite our student representatives.Yao Chun Ta and John Lai San to present a symphony to Ajahn Brown. Now, let's invite the principal of IP Shopping, Dr. Lillian Wong, to deliver the Book of Thanks. 現在有請香港專業教育學院沙術院長黃善英博士為我們致謝詞。有請院長。
Yeah, thank you. I think I have already just really thanked her, Ajahn Brown, right? And I'm sure everyone attended this afternoon's talk. It's about learn to win, which is something about learn to lose. Being in the 21st century, I just really treasure Ajahn in a way for letting us know.How we should, you know, face the adversity, and instead of failure, keep to win. Sometimes what we perceive lose may not be really lose. Win or lose, who knows? You know, good or bad, who knows? And especially talking about lose, sometimes at the end, you know, it's the start of the winning. And really, what is win is the kind of like perception.Alright, and how we should just really live and really know what is life. I think this is more important. And therefore, not only we have to focus on our study, we also need to really look at what is our life and make a balance. Alright, and I think that should be the way that we should face the 21st century, in a way, our way forward.And I'm sure that everyone just inspired by Ajahn Brown's talk. And I think it is also really our honor, again, in a way, for inviting Ajahn. I think this time he's just got a very, very busy schedule. And I also need to thank Gerald and Dalla for just really, and the team, okay, just arrange everything to make it happen. And especially the support from Winston.And also IDEO for making this really happen. And I hope we, just through this kind of seminar, can really give positive energy to every single attendee. Let's just really live and really more down to earth and really learn how to make ourselves happy. I think that is the most important thing. Thank you, Ajahn.
The talk today is coming to an end. Once again, we would like to thank Ajahn Brown for a very inspiring talk. 今日的讲座即将完结，再一次感谢布拉姆老师白日真诚的演讲。